I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Preventive health care is important for women of all ages. Dr. Alicia Brownfield is here to talk about the specifics of keeping up with preventive care for women. Dr. Brownfield is a professor of internal medicine, and she's a general internist at MUSC. Dr. Brownfield, when it comes to preventive health care for women, what's on the to-do list to be proactive about health and wellness?
We know that preventive health care can help not only save lives, but prevent severe illness. There are several types of prevention. There's primary prevention, where we're trying to prevent the illness altogether. And then there are some screenings that can be done to find illness such as cancers or infectious disease in early stages when they are treatable and curable. And honestly, the big thing on the to-do list for women is to see their healthcare provider, because the things that are on the list depend on the age and certain risk factors for women.
And what sorts of screenings are we talking about that are important for women to keep up with?
There are different categories of screening. So there are things such as counseling, and you might think about stopping smoking, for instance, or diet and exercise recommendations. Lifestyle modifications are an example of that primary prevention, where if we can make some lifestyle changes, we can often prevent disease in the first place. Then there are screenings, and we mentioned some, including cancer screenings, infectious disease screenings. There are actually medications for certain conditions that have been shown to prevent problems in the future. So think about cholesterol medications that prevent heart disease and strokes. And then there are vaccines that either prevent the disease altogether, or in the case of many adult vaccines, prevent the worst complications of those illnesses.
And for many women, are they going to be checking in with their doctor each year to find out what should I be doing in the way of screenings and checkups and so on?
Yes, that is an excellent recommendation, particularly as women age. Actually, many of our screening recommendations, the age has changed to a younger age than it was previously. And so for most women, seeing their physician annually, at least starting at age 40, is a great idea. And there are also screenings that need to be done in the 20s and 30s.
Are there any new preventive health recommendations for women?
There are. There are always new things on the horizon as the science matures and we know more. For instance, the pneumonia vaccine has a couple of new options. We all know about the COVID bivalent booster, which is recommended, but colon cancer screening has moved to an earlier start, which is at age 45 instead of age 50. And for women who've had a history of smoking, lung cancer screening is now recommended to start at age 50, depending on how long and how many packs per day women have smoked. There's also a new recommendation for hepatitis B vaccines in women between the ages of 19 and 59.
Dr. Brownfield, thanks for this update about preventive health care for women.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.